Hello, lovely people. It's Wednesday, January 17th. Thank you for all the Your Word Wednesday submissions. Stay tuned to see if Your Word helped us write today's show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Today's headline is from Iowa, where former President Donald Trump celebrated a landslide win in the state's caucuses, the first Republican presidential nominating contest of the election year. CNN's Julia Benbrook explains why these results indicate Donald Trump is in a strong position to be the Republican nominee for president once again in 2024.
So we're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. Again, Iowa, we love you.
The results from the Iowa caucuses weren't surprising, as former President Donald Trump held a commanding lead in the polls coming into Monday night. Trump made it clear to his supporters that he didn't just want to win, he wanted to win big, urging Iowans to show up for him no matter the weather.
You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I gotta make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it, remember?
Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley battled it out in the race for second place. DeSantis went all in on Iowa, visiting all 99 counties and receiving a rare endorsement from the state's governor. DeSantis, who grabbed the second place finish, is promising his voters he will continue to fight.
In spite of all of that that they threw at us, everyone against us, we've got our ticket punched out of Iowa.
Haley, finishing in third in the Hawkeye state, has been on an upward trajectory in New Hampshire, where voters head to the polls next week.
I love you, Iowa, but we're on to New Hampshire.
Now let's take a step back to get a better sense of where we are in this process of finding the next U.S. president. Iowa has been the first state to vote for a presidential nominee since the 1970s. And despite the focus on the Republican side this week, Democrats are also participating in nominating their party's next presidential candidate. Their votes are being mailed in, though, and we won't have the results until March to comply with changes to the party's process. The Democratic Party chooses to give several other states a chance to announce their outcomes before Iowa's. The next step in this nominating process is the New Hampshire primary, where candidates will try to gain more momentum. These primaries and caucuses all lead up to this summer's Republican and Democratic conventions, where parties finalize their nominee for the general election, which takes place November 5th. That is when voters will finally choose the next American president. Let's take another look at the candidates. After the Iowa caucuses, only three contenders remain for the Republican nomination. Former President Donald Trump, the clear front runner. U.S. military veteran and current governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley, a former U.N. ambassador and governor of South Carolina. As for the Democrats, it's current President Joe Biden, self-help author Marianne Williamson, and businessman and current Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips. There are three notable independent bids as well. Environmental lawyer and author Robert F. Kennedy, nephew of former President John F. Kennedy. Environmental activist Jill Stein, and progressive activist and Harvard professor Cornel West. Long way to go in this election process, and we will be keeping you up to date on all the action right here on CNN 10. 10-second trivia. Which country has the most volcanoes in the world? Japan, United States, Indonesia, or Iceland? According to the Smithsonian Institute, the U.S. leads the world with more than 160 volcanoes, though less than 30 have erupted in the last 20 years. Authorities in Iceland ordered residents in a fishing town in the southwestern part of the country to leave their homes because of an erupting volcano. This is the second time in a month that molten lava has destroyed parts of nearby towns. Some are worried that the Iceland they know and love will never be the same. Here's our Barbie Latsa Nadeau with more.
The earth is on fire in Iceland again. For the second time in a month, Iceland's Fagradalsfjall volcano is threatening the small fishing village of Grindavik in the southwest of the country. A webcam set up by Iceland's public broadcaster RUV showed a stream of lava flowing into Grindavik, with the burning buildings just meters away from houses. So far, several homes have been consumed by scorching lava flowing out of two new fissures from the latest eruption, forcing national police to order evacuations.
It's basically as bad as can possibly get.
John Gauti is one of the town's 4,000 residents. Like most, he fears he won't be able to return home.
I'm born in this town. I actually live in the house that I'm born in. And it's kind of, it's a tough thought to think that this town might be over.
After the volcano last erupted on December 18th, authorities built walls to divert the lava from the town. So far, the walls are holding the lava back from all but the houses on the outskirts of town. Authorities have no idea how long Mother Nature's fury will last, CNN.
Shape or learn a new skill or save more for retirement or just get to bed on time. Science has proven that there are tools that can really help you immensely as you pursue those goals. There are some moments that are much more motivating than others for starting something new. And of course, the most famous of those is New Year's. Some other dates include the start of a new week, so every Monday is a little miniature fresh start. The beginning of spring, the celebration of a birthday is a fresh start. All of those fresh start moments give us this optimism about what we are capable of. So most of us will choose a goal that's very abstract and long-term, like, I want to get in shape, or I want to meditate more regularly. The next thing you need to do is actually break that down and figure out what's the bite-sized piece you can do this week. And when and where are you going to be able to execute on that? So say I decide that my goal is going to be to learn Spanish, and I'm going to try to learn it on Duolingo. Well, now I need to think about when am I going to practice and how many hours do I want to practice a week? Research shows that when we think about how much time we're going to commit each week to a goal instead of thinking about how much time we're going to commit over the course of a year, we're roughly 10% more likely to actually make progress each week. Research shows that if we don't find it fun to pursue our goals, we won't persist. We should look for a way to make it enjoyable, maybe by pairing it with something else that we love, or even just pursuing it differently, going to a Zumba class instead of getting on a punishing workout machine. And it's important if the people around you also believe in you and boost your confidence rather than putting you down. That makes goal pursuit more fun. When you want to quit something, though, it's really different. In this case, you actually want to make it more costly to engage in whatever behavior it is that's bad for you. And so there's a tool that is very counterintuitive called a commitment device that you can use, which means basically putting money on the line or forfeiting something else you value if you fail to achieve your goal. There are websites like stick.com and beminder.com. They allow you to put money on the line. If you fail, you're going to owe money to a charitable organization of your choice. Now you've increased the price of your vice enough that you may actually make the decision that's in your long-term best interest at a higher rate. And in fact, science shows this is very effective.
All right, superstars, in case you missed all the celebrations, hashtag Your Word Wednesday today was conjubilant, an adjective which means shouting together with joy. Thanks to Mrs. Wilkinson at Midland Middle School in Sparlin, Illinois. We see you, Tess. Well done. Thanks to all of you for some outstanding submissions and for helping to boost our vocab today. Now it is shout out time. This shout out goes to the state of the caucuses this week. Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Go Titans, rise up. Thanks to all of you for subscribing and commenting on our YouTube channel. We'll see you tomorrow, lovely people. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN. Our lovely people, I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN.